Welcome to Ski Cap, Hoodie, and Shorts. Bonus Burst. Thanks for the cranberry sauce, Mom. Hey, everyone. Thanks for joining Ski Cap, Hoodie, and Shorts. My name is Ted Samaras, and this is a quick bonus burst today. With Thanksgiving right around the corner here in the United States, and with the holidays coming up, I know many of us start to think about different traditions that we have in our families, or different traditions that we've made with our friends, our coworkers, etc. And so I just want to take this quick bonus burst to shout out my mom. I know if you've listened to some of the food recipes, the early ones and maybe another one coming up, you'll notice that I've talked about my dad a little bit more because he was the one, like I said, that I kind of emulate a little more in the kitchen because he tends to be the messy one who throws the stuff around and sees what comes out. But I did want to, right before the Thanksgiving holiday, like I said, shout out my mom. Back in the late 80s when I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, my mom started to make a cranberry sauce for me. Back then, the only one you could really get was like that that jelly in the can. You know what I'm talking about. You know, you slice it up, that type of thing. And that was a lot of sugar, a lot of preservatives, etc. And so back then, when you got diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, they were like, you can't have sugar, you can't have carbs. And so they had stuff out called, had just come out, NutraSweet, which if you've seen the blue packets, that's basically how that started, that company. And then they also had the, they used to have something called Sugar Twin, which was kind of like a sucrose, and they had saccharin out, et cetera, et cetera. So those were the substitutes that that I could have for sugar. So my mom started making a homemade cranberry sauce using NutraSweet because it was supposed to be healthier for you than saccharin back in the day. So with the information that she had, she wanted to make sure that even though especially the early Thanksgivings were a little bit trickier since Thanksgiving always revolves around food, she wanted to make sure that her son, her teenage son, who was, going through this, had something. So each year when we're able to get together for the holidays, pandemic excluded, of course, she's been able to make this cranberry sauce. And to this day, she even does. And even when the recipes have changed and maybe sugar's not as frowned upon in the diabetic community, and maybe we're away from some of the artificial chemicals now, anytime I think about Thanksgiving, the first thing that I think about is my mom taking the time and making the effort to make that homemade cranberry sauce back in the day. So like I said, with all these recipes that I try to throw out there, I just wanted to make sure I gave her a quick shout out before the Thanksgiving holiday. So thank you, Mom. I've always enjoyed your cranberry sauce, and I look forward to more of it. Thank you, as always, for listening to Ski Cap, Hoodie, and Shorts. As a quick reminder, you can always stop by our website, www.skicaphoodieandshorts.com. You can also follow me on my primary Twitter, which is @OurTechCoach. Remember to always be good to yourself and to be yourself.